Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. Thomas Dow, Director of Transportation for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission. Thomas, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carl. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
So, Thomas, remind our listeners what NRPC is and what NRPC does.
Sure. The Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NRPC, was created by the Indiana Legislature, and it serves as the Council of Governments for the three-county region in Indiana along the south shore of Lake Michigan, which is, of course, Lake County, Porter County, and LaPorte County. We are the forum for discussing regional issues relating to transportation, the environment, and economic development. Regarding transportation, NRPC was designated by the governor of Indiana several decades ago as the Metropolitan Planning Organization, or MPO, for this three-county region. And under federal law, MPOs are required to develop three key transportation planning products: the Unified Planning Work Program, or UPWP, the Transportation Improvement Program, or TIP, and the Metropolitan Transportation Plan, or MTP. Every year, we develop a new Unified Planning Work Program, and that UPWP identifies what transportation planning and programming activities NRPC will be undertaking during the next year or two. And there's an opportunity for the public to get engaged in helping us make decisions about what the priorities are. So it's important to hear from the public when we're developing that product. Every 2 years, we develop what's called a Transportation Improvement Program, or TIP, and that's basically a schedule of projects for which federal transportation monies will be spent over the subsequent 4 years. So these are the projects for basically which we are committing federal money to do those projects. The TIP also includes projects that are not federally funded if they're regionally significant, regardless of what the funding source is, if we're using state funds or local funds, for example. So in terms of the types of projects that are included in the TIP, basically it's all of the roadway projects that are being constructed by the Indiana Department of Transportation, cities throughout the region, towns throughout the region, and all three counties. But it also includes bicycle and pedestrian projects being constructed with federal funds, public transit projects being done by the several bus transit agencies in the region, and the commuter rail projects being done by the Northwest Indiana Commuter Transportation District, or NICTDI. And finally, the third major product is the Metropolitan Transportation Plan, which under federal law we are required to update every 4 years. And that plan covers all modes of surface transportation, including walking, bicycling, riding transit, driving cars and trucks, and it must consider how transportation projects and policies impact land use, the environment, and the economy. It has to look at least 20 years into the future, and it must be fiscally constrained, meaning that the projects that we identify to be done over the next 20 or longer year period, we have to have or expect to have the resources available to be able to carry those projects out. So it's not just a wish list plan. It's a plan that we're actually connecting to the resources we have available to us to get them done. And I should point out, too, that both the Transportation Improvement Program, or TIP, and the Metropolitan Transportation Plan, or MTP, must conform to the State Implementation Plan, or SIP, that is developed by the Indiana Department of Environmental Management because of the region's air quality non-attainment status. And just to make sure that your listeners know, about one-third of all of the air pollution that's regulated by the EPA does come from cars and trucks, and that's on a national basis.
Well, sounds like NRPC is involved with so many projects throughout the region, and you guys are just doing a terrific job on keeping everything moving forward for Northwest Indiana. I know there's not a community that I'm aware of in our listening area that is not involved with NRPC and not involved with a transportation project. So a lot of different work going on. So, Thomas, I know you're relatively new to NRPC, so tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your background.
Sure, Carl. Yes, I am indeed very new to NRPC. I joined the team here on July 19th, as you said in the introduction, as the Director of Transportation. But I did, for 15 years, work for the Kansas Department of Transportation as the State Transportation Planner, and that's actually where I first met Ty Warner, who is NERPC's Executive Director. And at the time, he was the Executive Director for a similar organization called the Flint Hills Regional Council. And so one of my responsibilities when I was at the Kansas DOT was working closely with the Metropolitan Planning Organizations, or MPOs, in Kansas. And I've also worked for three Midwestern cities and two consulting firms during my career. And finally, I taught transportation planning at the University of Kansas for several years. On the personal side, I have lived in the middle portion of America, primarily in Kansas and Texas, for my entire life. I have two sons.
That's wonderful, Thomas, and congratulations. We welcome you here. We welcome all your experience to bring to the region. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mr. Thomas Dow, Director of Transportation for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.